Clicking record, and then 3, 2, 1.
That wasn't three, really a camera. Right. 3, 2, 1. That was pretty good. Chloe, do you have your drink?
I do. It's in my coffee mug, so.
Nice.
That's really cute. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Sam, I was stressing Claudia out because I told her in exactly 11 minutes the timer is going to go off and I'm going to have to shut my stove off. And she was like, you're multitasking, but I got this. I got this. How
Okay.
are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
Should we cold open? Are we recording?
Yeah, we're already recording.
We're already recording. Okay.
Oh, we're like on this podcast.
Yeah, but we can... We can edit whatever okay. out. If we
how
need
are
to.
You? Before I can ask, how are you doing? How's Philly?
I'm good. Yeah, kind of. I think, but I don't know. It's good.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
It's just existing, surviving. I don't know.
I get it.
Yeah. How many jobs do you have? Job count check.
Three jobs. Three jobs right now.
Three jobs.
It's not four.
Yeah.
Are they?
I'm interning at an environmental consulting firm, which is awesome. But it's not full time. So on the side, I'm just like working at a restaurant and then also at a hockey rink. So
is the restaurant new or is it still the vegan deli?
It's a vegan place. Yeah.
What are you doing at the restaurant and what are you doing at the hockey rink? Are you the Zamboni guy?
That was my great question.
No, I could theoretically be the Zamboni guy. I just needed to. It's like a lot of training. Yeah, you have to. They're like, it's not like a lawnmower. And I'm like, okay.
You know what they said to you? It's not like a lawnmower.
Yeah, it's a little bigger and harder than a lawnmower. And I'm like, all right.
You've been driven
they said
a
it's
lawnmower?
Gonna be a month long training.
Do they want to
just
train
like,
you for it?
They said I could if I want to, but I also am like, I don't know if I want
Any
to do
incentive?
that.
Like any pay incentive, anything, or is just
A
like
little bit.
not worth it?
Right now I only work there once a week.
Wow.
And it's fine. I'm not really looking to increase my time there, even though it's kind of fun. But mainly I sharpen hockey skates and figure skates, and I make sure that when there are hockey teams playing there, that the away team is all set up, and I help the Zamboni driver set up the ice and like the nets.
Like kiddie hockey, or is it like?
No, it's college hockey. It's
Oh, cool.
UPenn.
Oh, cool.
And then like Drexel and other colleges in the area.
Yeah, apparently the like, soccer thing I might go to is at Drexel, and I didn't know what
Oh,
Drexel
it's
was.
not. It's literally, I ride my bike to work.
Oh, cool.
Penn and Drexel are connected pretty much, and then I ride my bike there all the time. And then at the restaurant, I'm just, it's counter service thing. So I'm just like taking orders and then like, putting food on plates and handing it out.
But you don't make the food.
I assemble the food, kind of.
Okay.
Like but that it's
like it
you're
reminds
not
me a little bit of
Parmesan.
tropical smoothie personally. It's
I
feeling a little
mean,
tropical smoothie.
yeah, a little. I guess one could say that, except it's vegan sandwiches.
Do you remember when Chloe worked at Tropical Smoothie and that's what she's referencing?
Yes, I do remember you working
Like,
there.
this is feeling like we got to get this part on the podcast because I feel like it's part of the lore.
This kid, we're getting there, Chloe. We
okay.
have.
Okay.
I have a whole topic dedicated to this later on.
Tropical
in the
smoothie
plot
was
layout.
Was one, but not the worst job I've ever had. I don't know. I lost like this is kind of graphic, but I was standing on my feet and doing so many of the jobs because people were not doing the jobs that I lost like multiple toenails from like standing for so long, which is like really crap. And I was like, Tropical smoothie, $9 an hour is not worth the amount of.
How much you were making at Tropical Smoothie was $9 an hour? Why did I not know that?
I made like no money, Claudia. I like broke even barely that.
The only reason that you were working at that particular Tropical Smoothie is because you applied to the wrong one and felt too bad to go when you went to the job interview.
Wow.
You stayed working at the Tropical Smoothie that was 20 minutes more away.
No, I took the
bus
bus.
To
And
get
then
there.
I remember I took the bus and didn't realize that the bus didn't pick me up after my shift. So then I got stuck at the McDonald's on Washtenaw. Yeah.
Wow. Wait, is that where the Tropical Smoothie was on Washtenaw?
Yeah, I didn't even work at the one on campus, Sam. Like, I got
It's like
it's
across
tough.
from
But
Arborland.
It was like when I say like that was a really graphic anecdote, but I say that because no one like I don't even know like why that was happening. Like I think it was just because they like you couldn't sit down for the whole 8 hours, but it's also like maybe my I don't know my shoes were messed up or it was because like I don't know what was going on, but it was horrible. And I don't know. I made a lot of alcoholic smoothies though. I remember we'd bring a lot of them home.
Nice.
They were really gross.
So if you had a smoothie a couple of years ago from Tropical Smoothie,
I will never have one
you
again.
maybe had a toenail in it.
No, we can't trash the enterprise like that.
No,
Come for us.
I'm just messing around.
They come for our podcast. Welcome back.
We're
Episode
back.
four. We're back with episode four
Episode four.
with a esteemed guest.
Wickedly talented.
How many times will you do that, Sam, every time we have a guest?
I enjoyed
Probably.
it every time I listened to it.
The wickedly talented Chloe Walker. It's very exciting.
Yeah,
Yeah.
welcome,
I'm
Chloe.
excited. I was honored to hear that I made the cut. I didn't know if it was purely because I'd like to think it was my entertainment value, but I do think it was because there's like minimal Claudia Sam College cross-section option. So it really cut down. But I'd like to think that it was for
Think it's minimal. I think that you are podcast material. I think you're selling yourself short.
Well, thank you. I gotta live up to Ethan, so I'll try.
How are you doing? Tell us about where you live. How are you liking your job?
Am I liking my job?
A one-liner of what you do, maybe.
I still live in Michigan, as Claudia mentioned, but I live a little bit farther from where we were. It's good. I live by myself, which is crazy, kind of weird. My job is good. It's kind of boggling my mind. It'll be like in a month, I've been there for 2 years, which is
Wow.
wild. But yeah, no, I work in finance, so it's been cool. It's corporate finance. Didn't know a lot about it before I started. Learned a lot since then. Still feel like every day I'm learning a lot more. It's humbling, but also kind of fun. And the people are cool. So
Okay.
yeah, that's my story. I'm excited for next week. Get some time off for Easter.
What's next week?
Easter. So we get, in my work, we get two holidays related to Easter. So it's a 4 day
Dang.
weekend. So I'm pumped.
I work at a woke organization, so we don't
I
celebrate.
know. We
I
are
don't get
like,
Easter off.
we like are calling it Easter holiday.
No,
So,
I get Cesar Chavez Day off, though.
oh, I don't think I'm familiar with Cesar Chavez Day.
Like
So,
the farmers workers union, like labor movement guy.
yeah, I didn't know there was a day for it. When is that?
There's a day, it was like 2 weeks ago on a Monday, and I just got a random Monday off, and I think that's like our supplement for like a spring
Is that
day.
your most random holiday that you have at work?
I would say so. I would say so.
Our holidays are directly linked to like union related things. So we're pretty out of control in what we have, but we got Juneteenth last year, which was really exciting.
Get Juneteenth this year?
Well, yeah, it was like ongoing, like it started last year.
So, what are we doing for Juneteenth this year, Chloe?
What are we doing for Juneteenth
How are we
this year?
celebrating?
How we're celebrating? We're celebrating hard. Actually, it'll be the first time that all of our friends from college will be in the same place. We're going to Ohio. I know.
Awesome.
Sam, are you coming?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think I must have missed my invite in the mail or something.
It was our
No.
roommates, but
I'm totally joking.
there was that 1 year you were there pretty often. I could say that you made the cut. So
You can get an air mattress.
we can get air mattress, more the merrier.
What are you
Yeah.
doing in Ohio?
Sitting around, which is
And why are
why
you going there?
I think you'd love Ohio, Sam, because we're just sitting around. We're going
What are
there.
you saying?
We're gonna go hiking. We're gonna go
Okay.
hiking. No, just
Fine.
because I feel like you're content with like not a lot of plans. You know what I mean? I feel like
Oh,
the
yeah, I hear
flow.
you.
It's like a yearly, we're trying to make an
It's
effort for
literally
all of us to come
like
back together once a year, is what I want to say the reason is.
yeah. And I think the reason you said why Ohio, two of our friends from college live in Madison, Wisconsin. And so it's really hard for them to go anywhere that you'd have to fly to. So
Sure.
I think part of this was like, what's a place that they can drive to? And also, sorry, I'm on my walk to shut my stove off. Now I'm done with my stove.
What's in the
Huh.
oven?
I was making risotto on the stove. It was like a prepackaged one. But
Nice.
yeah, so I don't know. What are you doing for Juneteenth, Sam? Big plans on the horizon?
I haven't thought that far ahead, to be honest. I'm more of like a live every day as it comes type person.
Rolling with the punches type of
Rolling
guy.
with the
Right, you
punches.
love sitting around in Ohio. I think
No,
you'd be perfect.
I don't have any plans specifically for Juneteenth. Actually, that is my parents' anniversary.
Ooh,
Fun
June
fact.
19th. Your parents got
Yep.
married on Juneteenth.
Yes, they did. A
What
long time
a
ago.
statement they made. How long have they been married?
30 plus year, 33, I
Wow.
think.
Wow. Your mom's
33.
listening to this and she's going to be really disappointed.
I think it's 33. I think they were married in 1992, and that would make 2025 33 years, right? Or am
I'm
I?
very good at math.
Yeah.
33 seems about right to me, but I'm just
Yeah.
guessing. My parents got married like 98 or 99. So they had their anniversary when I graduated college, so it was an excuse for us to go on a family vacation in
I
the
remember that. You
so
went like on a
they were
crazy
like
trip.
fiftieth birthday check, anniversary check, college graduation check. Let's do it all in one thing. So
How many places did you go when you were there
we just
in
got two. So I know you went because we went to Paris and Barcelona. I know you went a year later and you went on you and your uncle went on an extravaganza. You went all
Yeah.
over.
Well, if you listened to the first episode, you would have known that we've discussed this on the
You know,
podcast.
it's really hard to listen to all the episodes in one sitting, but I did listen to one and a half. It was Ethan's and then exclusively random parts of the other two.
I
I love
appreciate
the advertisement. I did FaceTime one of our other roommates and screen share just so they could listen to the advertisement.
Can I ask roommate?
I'll disclose that one at a later time.
Okay, we'll bleep that out. Sam, you got a new bike?
Yeah, oh my God. Okay, I did listen to that part of the podcast. You got a new bike?
I did, yeah. As you know, Static Liners, if you're listening to the last one, my
Following
bike
along.
was stolen. But then I just bought a new one. Well, new to me, it was used from like this bike nonprofit thing
That's
here
cool.
in West Philly. Yeah, I got a really good deal on it and it's awesome and I love it.
12 speed.
And it is a 12 speed, yeah. Yep, 12 speed bike, hybrid.
And
I
you're
got a really
riding
nice
it.
lock.
A place you have to like bike, car, or bus, or can you walk? Like, is it pretty far apart?
You can definitely walk a lot of places from where I am. It'd be like a 30-minute walk or less to get right down in downtown in the center city area.
See the Liberty Bell?
Probably like 10 minutes longer to see the Liberty Bell.
Walking around.
But it's nice. I feel like the bike just opens up the city a lot more. It's easier to get places and faster, so you're more willing to make those journeys. Or if you're walking, it's kind of like a whole event. But you can still definitely do it. I did it for a while
Where do
before
you
I got a
store it?
bike.
Do you have to take it upstairs to store it?
No, I mean we just our little stoop at our we have like four stairs that go up to our door. And
Okay.
then yeah. It was
Do
nice.
you ever feel like Thomas Jefferson walking around the city?
Thomas Jefferson.
Like, do you feel him with you walking next to you and giving you advice?
No, not really.
Does freedom ring really loudly?
Oh,
Feel
come
the freedom.
on. Every when the clock strikes midnight, everyone's like, Philadelphia freedom.
That's really what happens. Do you feel like you have stuck your ground on the Michigan sports thing, or have you like become a Philly sports fan? Because it's very intense there, I hear.
Oh, I've definitely stuck my ground as a Michigan fan. Yeah, it's nice because one of my roommates is also from Michigan, and then my next door neighbors also from Michigan, and they went to Michigan. So we've got a nice little like
Lions
Detroit sports and Go Blue coalition going
Lions.
on. What'd you say?
Lions to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to the Super Bowl this year. This is a true thing. I'm knocking on the ground.
Hopefully.
That was a heartbreaking turn of events. So I'm looking forward to next year.
It was definitely cool to be in the city when the Eagles were won. That was
But do you
crazy.
not feel like next to it, like you're like, this isn't my, like, I don't really
No,
care.
that's exactly how I felt. And I kind of felt guilty about feeling that because everyone's so happy, but I'm just like, I don't want you to be happy. Your happiness makes me
You should have
mad.
walked around in a Lions jersey. That would
Oh
have been
no, that would have
better.
been bad.
Least it's not like a Chiefs jersey.
Yeah,
Then
I
you
think
got like assaulted.
I can't say that I'm like super tapped into the Philly sports, but I feel like there are worse things to wear as a sports fan than like Detroit sports teams in Philly. So I've got like my Tigers hat and like a Red Wings
Really like
shirt.
the
Tigers are awesome. I love the Tigers.
Tigers of the World Series this year.
Tigers the World Series this year,
That's what
exactly.
I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. And I heard
Many are saying this, actually.
they're going all the way too.
Everyone is going to.
Did you just
That's
say
what I heard.
Pistons? Yeah, they're going. I heard it. Yeah, for sure.
That's what
I will
the streets are saying.
say, not being from Michigan, I hear what you're saying, Sam, about, oh, you've got your home team and the team, but I do think Michigan's unique where it's like everyone roots for the Lions. Like, I can't be like, and also the Bears are so bad that it's like, I'm just
Oh,
one
I
of them.
forgot you were from Chicago.
Yeah, so I'm
He's
like,
I
I'm
thought you were
not.
from Michigan this whole time, actually, in my head. Not this whole time because I knew you were from Chicago, but
You're good. But yeah,
I kind of forget it too.
I know I've really assimilated into the Detroit sports culture, I guess.
Yes.
But no, and my mom's from around here, so it's like my family roots for the Lions and stuff. But I do think like if I moved to somewhere like, I don't know, Boston, I would be much more hesitant to be like, oh, go Patriots. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. The Lions are lovable.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
St. Brown. I'm gonna get him on the podcast. I'm gonna make it happen. I don't know if you know that yet.
I think you got it in you.
I think I can get in his DMs. I think I can make it happen. I
I
like both.
mean, we already know Mike Sanderstill, so we're
We
one
can
step
get
ahead.
Mike Sanderstill to DM. Yes, I can make it happen. Don't worry. I was in Mike Sanderstill's DMs, getting responses.
Yes, she was actually. She said,
Really was.
oh, we have your skincare package here. Please
Yeah.
come pick it up. And he said, OMG, thank you. I'll be there
No,
tonight.
because Chloe moved into so she, they Chloe and that cohort, I did not live there. But Chloe and that cohort moved into Mike Sanderson's
You
former
did for like a few weeks.
residence. I did live there for 2 weeks, yes.
That was formerly Mike Sandersill's home, not that where Mike Sandersill lived, but he Claudia ended up, were you the one that DM'd him? Because like we kept getting these skincare packages. This was before he was like, I think, a big deal at Michigan too. Like he was just kind of on the team.
Yeah, I think I did. I was the one to DM him, and I was like, "We got your package."
We had to have an exchange in the driveway of all the skincare.
Whoa.
You
So
know,
anyway,
our claim to fame, honestly.
got the
So you could get him on the podcast now. Look at your DMs, most recent skincare and podcast.
What was your favorite place you lived in college, Chloe? Which house was your favorite?
I think the most fun I had was probably our apartment that we lived in, because it was like very chaotic and also during the time that felt fictitious because it was COVID. But I also really liked living down by the, I guess, the redacted place you just mentioned, because it was just a fun place to live and it was good in the summer. I did not love where we lived our senior year because my room was pretty
He's tiny.
teeny tiny and also carpeted with some, in my opinion, mysterious carpet I did not love. But
You
I don't
also
know.
had a really bad, like horrible,
So
horrible.
horrible. We also didn't have heat for a while, so that
Yeah,
like
like
also kind
horrible
of brought
things
it
happen to
down.
you. Like when it was a bad landlord and it was like you were in between their marital problems.
Yes, we were part of their divorce for separation, so
You were children of divorce,
we
basically.
were children of their divorce. Like the one would call us and be like, "We'll tell the other one this," and we'd be like, "I don't care. We just need our heat fixed." So,
It'd get back on eventually. How long were you without heat?
well. It was contentious because it was many weeks, but also technically the house had formerly been a duplex. So there were two furnaces, which is like strange. So technically one furnace worked and one didn't. So we couldn't say that we were without heat because like my room was hot, but the person that lived in the basement, it was like 35 degrees. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But how about you guys? Where'd you like that you lived the most?
Sam only lived in one spot the whole
Yeah,
time.
I only lived in the
You
one place.
moved there right after fresh after the dorms.
Yeah, right after dorms, moved to the embassy, which all the static liners already know. And then I just stayed there, which was of the people who lived there, me and my one other roommate, Nick, we were the longest people who ever lived there, which
Lived
is,
there for 3 years straight.
yeah, no. Only two. Two was the previous maximum, but then, but yeah,
Interesting.
Nick and I were the longest tenured tenants.
I was listening to your prior podcast and I had a follow-up question about you were talking about the glee parties you guys would have. Prior to your band, Sam, did they typically have live music, or was that a thing that you guys had started with your band playing there?
I think that it was our thing that we started, but it wasn't necessarily my band that always did it. We invited one or two bands to play in our basement before, and then we started playing in it. So
Have
I
you
don't
guys
know if people
seen
before us did it or not, but not that I'm aware of.
Lost to the Ages? You'll never know.
Yeah, for real.
Have you had a reunion of your band at all since college?
No, not of any time. Nope. It's in the works. It'll happen at some point. Maybe at someone's wedding or something, but it'll happen eventually.
You can play at the wedding.
Yeah,
Surprise.
that's the goal.
Yeah. Chloe, do you have a favorite anytime performance?
Well, there were a handful. I mean, the first anytime performance was like at our apartment. That was
Yeah,
pretty
first ever one.
That
I
was
think that's probably
fun. I liked that one. I'm trying to think of other. There were a lot of them, and they all kind of, it was like they kind of all blurred together as this one, like summer. They're all really, I don't know. I enjoyed every single one, I will honestly say. I will say it wasn't an anytime performance, but one of my favorite band excursions was when we were at
Oh God.
the co-op, and we
Oh God.
listened to the guy playing the guitar. That
Keith
was
Thunder.
Keith Thunder.
Teeth Thunder. That's what it was. That
I had a feeling he was going to come up on this podcast,
I had
this
forgotten about
episode.
until just now. But yeah, that was not an anytime performance. So that was one of my favorite. For I guess, are you going to educate the listeners on who Teeth Thunder?
Yeah, we can educate them. We were at a we were what were we doing? We were scouting out locations for any time to play is I think the reason that we were there. And they were like having an open mic at this, like it was the back of a house had like a cement kind of like backyard,
Patio
yeah,
type
patio.
thing.
They'd set up like an open mic event. And of course, there's the typical like poetry singer songwriter, and this guy gets up and he is visibly intoxicated, like really, really, really drunk. Like, I believe that he had like a fifth of liquor with him, if I remember, that he had like finished by the time this evening ends. So he gets up and he can't even like he strums a couple times. I don't think he like actually sings at all. And if I'm remembering this incorrectly, please correct me. But I don't even think he sings. I think he just like strums and is like, sorry, I don't remember. And then he.
I think the whole open mic had been pretty strange leading up to it. Like it was like really stellar performances. I feel like
But
it was like
it
typical
was like
open mic, right? Like
in the scope
that.
of like normalcy.
Yes. Yeah.
And so then eventually what happens is that he sits back down and other people are going up and playing and doing their thing. And we're sitting on like these like wooden benches that don't have backs on them. They look, I remember them being like kind of like,
Like
what's the
something
word?
you'd see around a campfire or something.
Yeah, like shacky kind of. And basically he's like leaning back and Sam and I are sitting next to each other. And we're holding our feet on the back of his bench to keep him from tipping backwards because without us, he would have fallen backwards. At least that's what it felt like. Maybe he wouldn't actually have fallen backwards, but that's what it felt like. It gets to the point where he's so drunk that someone who like either lives at the co-op is like running the event, comes out and is like, "You have to leave." And he like doesn't leave. And then eventually they call an ambulance for him and he has to leave in an ambulance because he was that drunk. And that was Teeth Thunder.
Well, we'd see him around then after.
Yeah,
But
I saw him get carried away in an ambulance a different time.
was he? But it's like he didn't seem like a student. Like, I don't know where he came from or what he did. But
One time where?
Anytime did end up playing there, right? Like a year late, like in the
No, I
basement.
don't think so. Oh no, in
Yeah,
the
we
basement.
did.
In the basement. Twice.
I remember
It
because we
was
actually had a thing.
our alter ego band name, Sneaky Bender.
Yeah, I think it's a superior, low key, I think that's a superior band name to
It's
Anytime.
because
Don't.
Karen, our lead singer of Anytime, couldn't, or she had a prior commitment or something and was out of town. So it was just the boys in the band who had to step up and make something happen. So yeah, the alter ego name was Sneaky Bender.
But I heard
Really
that
fun.
phrase. I heard
Yeah,
that
I
phrase
got to
Sneaky
sing
Bender
at
a
that
lot.
one too, which was really fun.
Yeah.
That one girl.
You two are big users of the phrase Sneaky Bender, though. Like, I feel like I heard you two say Sneaky Bender a lot over the
I think
course of
we
the year.
originated the term.
I feel like that summer that we're referring to, there was a lot of sneaky benders because it was COVID and it was warm and I don't know. It's just.
I remember a bender where we drank, I think, like 5 days in a row, like shit face drunk 5 days in a row.
So I think also one the same day that the T Thunder thing happened, maybe I'm mixing it up because I think you're right. There was just a lot of sneaky benders, but I want to say that was the same day that us three went kayaking and then also got blue moons and drank them on the porch, and then also went to like
And that's the same day that I hit
Blue
my
Lep,
yes.
maybe
brown jug for the first
Brown
time.
Jug.
Brown jug.
Well,
Yes.
yeah.
That's the reason I sent in my PFAS question last week was because I think my most poor memory was it was like Maya had also gone kayaking, but she had to have left. So then it was like we had gone, I
Yes.
remember distinctly, like we went all the way down, paddleboarding, and came back. And it was like, Sam, you looked like you had been like on this adventure like for days and days. You had like your bandana up. We were so like all disheveled when we got back. It was like we had
Because it's
like
pretty windy too, I
yes.
feel like we were battling the wind.
And then but no, then we yeah, I think that was all the same day. But Claudia's, I've never seen a bump like that on someone's head before.
Which I have it pulled up on the dock. I have it pulled up on the dock.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Claudia
Like
didn't,
to see it.
that was the second time you had hit your head like this in a span of a week.
It was the second time I had hit my head like that in the span of a week, which was, I think, what made it funnier. Like, it wouldn't have been that funny, but I was one of the sneaky benders, as we've previously described, and I was walking home to my apartment. I was with several other people, and I just, it was because I was so drunk, and I just was like, let me see how far I can walk with my eyes closed. And I like fully Three Stooges style, like walked into a road sign that was like in the sidewalk and like bang, like comedic, like fart humor, like physical comedy style, banged my head into it and started crying immediately because it hurt. So I was like laughing, but it hurt so bad that I just burst into tears. And yeah, I also remember that
Yeah.
same. That same week, I think it was like the same span of 2 weeks, is when Sam and I went to that party, and then it was like torrential downpouring for like 45 minutes after the party. You
Oh, yeah.
remember this? And then we're like running home, we're like running in the rain, and so then we stop on the law quad to take a break, and I slip on the law quad steps and hit my head and bruise my foot because I had slipped and fell on the law quad steps in the rain, but I was fine. I didn't like hit my head that bad. And that was all within like 2 weeks.
Just another classic summer.
Sneaky Bender.
Yeah, there you go. Just another
Which
classic
is,
one.
well, because Sneaky Benders were you guys saying, like, oh, it's day four, it's day five. These were
Yeah,
long
they were
benders.
long.
They were not like short, but they were really fun.
I have a whole
Yeah,
list. Well,
great time.
I have a category, Chloe, which we don't have to rank them, but just things that happened, which we're already doing it as we speak. But I just feel like that year that we were in school at that time has a lot of things we could discuss and dissect. I think you could spend a whole podcast series dissecting everything that happened that year in its entirety.
Yeah, I have to ask Sam, what was your job? Because I remember distinctly that a lot of the reason this whole thing felt so strange was everyone worked jobs during the day and we would all convene at like really late hours. Like it would be like 10 p.m. and we'd be like, all right, let's play what is that game from A New Girl?
American
True American. What
on the
were you
list.
doing that summer? What were you up to?
I was working for the canoe livery.
Livery, that's
The
right.
kayak. Yeah, I was the supervisor there. And
Here's the list of examples I have for insane things that happened sophomore year. Number one, remember when I dyed my hair blue accidentally instead of
I was
silver?
just gonna bring that up, and you were, and I was like, it looks good, and you were like, you're lying, and I was like, no, maybe I have poor taste. I didn't think it looked that bad.
It did look really, really bad. I don't know why. I don't know if Sam knows about that because I went into hiding for like 5 days afterward until it washed out.
I
Like it
don't know
was,
if I do remember that.
I like went into secrecy. Number two, watermelon sugar party.
That was fun.
Number three, anytime shows. Number four, True American.
I don't know. It was like a weird time. It was a fun time. I don't know. A lot of I've never really had, what do you call it? Not rosé, but what was it that we would drink all the time? I don't think I've had fruit scatto since. I don't think I could. Sam, have you had fruit scatto recently?
No. Well, no. Don't think so.
Not even trying
Yeah.
to be like, oh, I'm so superior. I drink a lot of crappy things, but there's something about fruit scatto. I just can't get behind
I
it anymore.
think I want to say that same summer, that was like my go-to thing to bring to a party. If I had to bring my own drinks, it was just like I'd bring a bottle of some sort of barefoot wine and then share it with someone.
Somehow it felt like that was the thing you could buy at Campus Corner, like no question. Like that was the only thing that you would buy at Campus Corner. And I don't know why. They sell other things, but I never looked for anything else.
This is a good segue to an announcement I have.
Oh, awesome.
Well, it's not that big of an announcement. Chloe knows, but Sam
I
does not.
do. I'm very excited about it.
Is that I have put my deposit down on law school. Woo!
Hey, woo, that's
I
awesome.
will be attending Wayne State Law School in the fall.
Hell yeah, that's sweet.
Warriors,
I'm
which means
very pumped.
I'll be moving to Detroit, which is 20 minutes away from Chloe. And I'm
That's
really, really
awesome. Excited.
it is. I
Congratulations. It's
hope.
super exciting.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
hoping
very.
you can scope out the cool and fun spots to live in stuff because I have not really done much effort besides just picking a random apartment. So maybe
I'm having
I'm
Chloe
closer to
interrogate
the future.
everyone she knows. If she
Yeah,
does.
I don't
You're
really
trying
know.
to live in Detroit?
Yeah, I'm gonna live in Midtown. I feel like I'm
That
legally
is
out
awesome.
to get a shirt that says Detroit versus everybody. I feel like I need one.
Probably, yeah.
Excited. It's gonna be really fun. I'm
That
excited to
is
see
awesome.
like who's in law school with you and stuff. Like who are you gonna have a lot of people your age? You think it's gonna be a variety? I don't know.
I think it's gonna be a variety. What I'm really excited for is to do the law school Instagram post because I know what I'm gonna caption it. You remember that meme where it's like the picture of the lawyer and he's like he like fell asleep like in court and the guy took a picture of him and he's like, look at my lawyer dog, I'm going to jail. So I'm gonna post a picture in a Wayne State Law sweatshirt and that's the caption I've already decided.
That's a
So
good one. That's what it's all about right there.
it is. Are you gonna mimic it or just put a picture of you smiling and then
No,
it
I think it'll be a normal photo. I think it'll be a normal photo.
oh, okay. Fair enough.
That's awesome, though. I'm very excited for you.
Thank you. I'm very excited as well. I was a little nervous about it at first. Had to turn down a different law school. It was a very tumultuous time. I was very worried and nervous about it. I don't think I've ever been that stressed out about a decision in my life.
Whoa.
It was crazy.
I'm glad
I
it's
think
done.
Detroit's also a city I want to live in at some point in my life.
Everybody says good things about it. I was posting on
Yeah.
Reddit. Everybody was like, you should live in Detroit, not to out the other school. Not gonna name names here. But lower ranked law school, worst city that it is. And so I went with the better law school and I'm excited about it.
I just met a couple people who live in Detroit and
Where do they live?
they,
Tell me where they live.
I think they also live in Midtown, I think.
Send me the what apartment complex they live in. I need to know.
I
I
don't
think I have
know,
some
but
cousins that
they're
live
really
there.
cool.
I'm really like on the hunt right now.
Like, I can definitely ask. I play soccer. Some people live in Detroit. I can definitely ask around too.
Okay. Hey, Chloe, I have a question. Did you watch Mickey 17?
I did not, but I have been looking at what people have been putting on Letterboxd. And it
You're on
seems
Letterboxd?
with, yes, Sam, connect with me
Oh.
on
I
Letterboxd.
follow her, so you can find her through me.
I put a review on that Claudia got really upset about. And so I don't know if since then we've been
Let's talk about it. Yeah, let's talk about it. Chloe didn't like challengers. Chloe didn't like challengers.
I haven't seen it yet.
That's
Here,
the almost worst.
but here's the context of it, right? Like, I think that
The
there's
context,
my.
you set yourself up for failure. That's what the context
We
is.
did. The context is that it was Maya and I. It was kind of a rough weekend, and I think we were looking for something as like a distraction. And I don't think Challengers is like a distraction movie. It's a little bit more of like a
Have to
lock
lock the event.
in. Yeah. And so I think that we
Shut
were
the
like,
lights off. Lock
and
your
we'd also, and Sam, we'd also watched Girls for the first time right before, which is like I don't know if you've seen Girls, but it's kind of a jarring start to a TV show. So I think we're just in a weird mindset.
Yeah, you were.
Fair.
And guess what? You didn't even watch all of it and you gave it a review. So
We didn't. We gave it
You
a
left
review.
the th Oh, you didn't see in the
It's at
theater.
my
You were just
house. Oh,
watching
they're
it.
watching it
Okay.
at home. I watched it by myself in theaters, more locked in than I've ever been in my
Give
life.
it a review just for you, Claudia, just to
I
see
left the
how you
theater of
feel.
that movie, I'm not kidding, like shaking, like vibrating. Like it was like the it was one of the most insane cinematic experiences
But
that
can I tell you, like, someone spoiled it for me before I watched it, so how was I supposed to go in with a fair
Oh, well,
mindset?
that's horrible. And I'm really sorry that that happened to you. I think you should go in blind. It's like the most incredible movie ever.
Well, I can tell you Mickey 17 on my Letterboxd has gotten very mixed reviews. I see 4, 3.5. Actually, no, it's pretty much all 4s except for 1, 3.5. That was just a false statement I made.
Gave it a 3.5. Adam.
Someone that I play kickball with.
Oh, well then.
All the people you know gave it a 4.
Was a perfect four. It was the
I
definition of
think I gave it a 4 too. I maybe gave it a 4.5, to be honest. I don't remember. I liked it a lot. I thought it was really good. Very creative. And Robert Pattinson is so goofy, but really awesome.
I thought his voice was
Oh,
awesome.
awesome.
Loved
Very
it.
awesome. Yeah.
Me read my review, actually.
I'm reading some recent reviews from people. This one says, "Great Robin Pattinson performance, a little too on the nose for my taste. Kind of doesn't has don't look up energy, but it made me laugh. It made me think. That's all a man really needs from a movie." I don't really know.
That's a good review, honestly. I
Yeah.
like that review.
I haven't seen the movie, so it's like I'm reading these reviews. I can't make any judgments, but
Was
what are your
pretty.
top four, Sam?
My top four.
Like the
Let's
favorite
see.
you gotta pick?
Right now they're the Darjeeling Limited,
Is that how you
which
say
is
it? Not
a
Darjeeling?
Darjeeling Limited.
Zeeling?
I'm not sure. But it's a Wes Anderson movie about these brothers on a train through India.
It's excellent.
It's really good. Last of the Mohicans. I don't even know if that's one of my favorite movies, but I really like the soundtrack, and it's I think the first rated R movie I watched with my dad,
Oh,
and so I think there's like a nostalgia factor there too.
how old were you? You watched your first R-rated movie with your dad.
I don't know, it's probably like in middle school or something. But he's like, "Yeah, you have to watch this." And I was
I
like,
have a side
"Yes."
tangent. The first R-rated movie I watched with my dad that wasn't like a comedy movie, because we probably watched a lot, and I don't know what like comedy rankings are, and we watched a lot of comedy. Like, I don't know if Billy Madison is rated R, because if it's that, then it's that. But we watched, he was, what happened was, is that on the radio, they like sampled, he listens to a lot of like classic rock radio, and they sampled a bit from Silence of the Lambs. And I like asked about it, and I was like, what is that from? Like, what are they talking about? He was like, oh, that's from Silence of the Lambs. It's a really good movie. You have to watch it. And I was like 9 or 10 years old. I remember being too young for Silence of the Lambs. And then we watched, it was like on a TV, like a movie TV network, and we watched Silence of the Lambs, and it was really scary, and I did not like it at all.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
a tough one to watch, I'd say, as a
I
I
just,
haven't seen it, but from
oh, you've never seen it?
no.
Oh, you got to get back to me and watch that. There's a scene, and I don't know if this is a spoiler or not. I don't think it is, where they like, he like, he, because he's a cannibal. Everybody knows that, right? Hannibal the Cannibal. They say
Oh.
in like the first 5 minutes of the movie. It's not a spoiler.
Thanks. Sorry, all Static Line
It's
listeners
not.
out there, if you just had that movie spoiled
I
for you.
am
Drop a
rooting
comment
for.
down below. Did Claudia just spoil the entire movie for you?
At one point, he like eats people, and like he like stretches their skin out in like crazy ways, like
Whoa!
in their entrails and stuff, like all over this big enormous room. And I remember that being really freaky to me, and I did not like it at all.
Yeah, my 13th birthday. You guys know Redbox, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which doesn't, I guess, to any Static Liner that is maybe 4 years younger than us, they would not know Redbox. But like
Maybe,
we.
who knows?
We rolled up to the Walgreens, and they were like, pick something out. My grandparents were in town, my parents were there, and so we picked out a movie, not really knowing what it was. It was Johnny Knoxville's Bad Grandpa. It was very graphic for a 13th birthday movie watch with your parents and grandparents. I
Yeah,
do
I'm
think it
sure.
was really funny, but I also will say uncomfortable watch, definitely.
Sexual in nature.
It's so the premise of it is like he Johnny Knoxville disguised as an old man with a little boy that he dresses up as like a little girl.
On a Jackass bit,
It's a
right?
Jackass bit, but they just do it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Like
But
a narrative and like a plot, or is it just like him doing skits the whole time?
It's kind of like skits, but I think it's worth a watch of the last part. Basically, he enters the little boy dressed up as a little girl in a beauty pageant, and she performs a routine to Cherry Pie, that if you know that song,
Yeah, I do.
beauty pageant, and it is real live people's like reactions at this pageant because it's just like a real place they went and filmed with hidden cameras.
Okay. So it's like there's a
And
narrative plot, but they're filming it in the context of like real people don't know it's a narrative plot that they're
no, like it's like they're just out and about in America filming things, doing bits, but no one knows that they're
like
bits. Like,
Borat kind of like
yeah, it's like Impractical Jokers kind of, right? Like no one knows they're like bits. John Quinones, What Would You Do?
Borat.
But they're not really. Yeah, I've never seen Borat, so I can't comment.
Nice.
But yeah.
My wife. That's what he says in Borat.
My
So
other top
Borat.
two movies are About Time and Arrival. So,
You're talking to the right podcast co-host with About Time.
yeah, we talked about this before, I think
Yeah,
already.
we probably have talked about this before. Have we talked about it on the podcast before?
I
Probably.
think so. I th how you like started crying in
Yeah,
the middle of it. Yeah.
I think this is the second episode in my top four. It's in my top four.
Yeah. What are your top fours?
Me?
Both of yours.
Yeah, Claudia, go ahead.
Okay, mine are number one, Scott Pilgrim. Also, just rewatched that recently, and it was just as funny as I remember. I have not seen it in a really long time, like at least a couple of years, and I used to watch it like probably once every 6 months throughout high school. I watched it so many times throughout high school and early college. And then I just didn't watch it for the longest time. And it was like I was doubling over laughing. It is probably my favorite comedy movie ever. It is incredible.
Black Sheep just came on the radio today. I was
It's a
listening
good
and I was
one.
like, no
Okay.
way.
Someone did that for karaoke at the bar behind my house, and I was the only other person, at least I felt like I was the only other person. I was like, I know where this is from. And so then I watched Scott Pilgrim a couple of days later. The Truman Show, which I think that's probably
We watched that in school.
say that again.
That was a school movie for me. Like, you watch it in
Whoa.
school.
Like, and under what pretenses? Like, what class?
Didn't even know. Like, middle school English. I don't know
Okay.
if the teacher just like liked it.
It's just like it guts me every time when he like the I think it is the best finale, the best ending to a movie that has ever been. Like all of it is worth it just for the end 30 seconds of that movie. It is like that. It's I could say it for a million years. What is next? Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, which is another movie. I cried and
I
cried.
love it.
It is the best movie. I don't know where my Marcel is. My Marcel's out in the living room, but I have a Marcel. I have a real Marcel that I hide around my. I haven't hidden him around recently because I just got when I was in Amsterdam, I bought a little door, like a little fairy door, and so I put him by the. I put the fairy door up in my house, like near the ground, and so I put him by the fairy door. So that's where he's been camping out. But I hide him around sometimes, and then the last one is About Time.
Have you seen
Nice.
the interview with Jenny Slate where she said her like daughter or son, I don't remember, like won't do activities, but then Jenny will like pretend to be Marcel and be like, Marcel says you have to do this, and then all of a sudden
No,
her
I didn't know
like
that.
do the Marcel voice and be like, but Marcel really thinks you should tie your shoes, and then like loves
Oh
it.
no, that's really cute. I really like that.
Sam, are you a Marcel viewer? Have you seen it before?
No, I will never watch it.
Oh my
Why
God.
would you never watch it? You just have
I'm
this
never
love
gonna
of
watch
you're
it.
not into it.
No, you would really, really, really love it, I think. I think you should.
What's your opposition, Sam?
I don't know. I just remember when the trailer came out. I saw it and I was like, I don't want to watch this. And then
If
I've
you
just
like
stuck with that.
Oh, you're so wrong. You're wrong on every level. You're wrong on like a
Right.
million levels right now. If you like About Time, you will like Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
I like a little shell walking around
Yeah,
with
no,
googly eyes.
there's a
I
guy.
don't think
Real guy,
so.
but it's
I don't think
phenomenal.
so.
It's
Yeah.
a real guy. The context is that a real guy finds him and is like, what the hell is this guy?
Whoa, spoilers!
What's the
Spoilers!
45 minutes of the movie? It's the first in the trailer. If it's in the trailer, it's not a spoiler. And he finds this little guy in his house and he's like, well, my family's gone. I don't know where they're at. Will you help me find my family?
Yeah, that
Here's my
sounds
friend.
awesome.
Here's my
Yeah,
friend.
I'll sign me right up. I can't wait.
Shut up. Oh my God.
Drop a comment down below if Claudia spoiled Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Can't spoil it. Okay.
Also, drop a comment. Would you watch it? And Is it good or is it bad?
It's
And
great.
should I watch it?
It's time for your top four. Let her rip.
My top four. I think similar to Sam, nostalgia factor. I love A League of Their Own. I cry every time. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Which
When I
I, not to like,
yeah.
but it's such like a, this is like a me perspective, and if I'm overstepping, I want you to let me know.
No.
It's so, I think it, maybe it even speaks to how compelling this movie is because it is such like, because I have a sister, that is like what gets me like really, really bad, is that's what makes me cry so hard, is because it's like about the sister dynamic. And because you're an only child, like it still like gets to you that deeply. It's just that good of a movie. Like, I don't mean to like out you for being an only child.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's also like kind of fun because it's like all the areas that they're in are areas that my dad grew up and stuff. And so it's like kind of cool that like real places that he grew up are like places that are relevant in the movie. But I just remember watching it. I was younger and my parents put it on, and it starts, spoiler alert, with Geena Davis as an old woman. And I'm like, I am not watching a movie about old people. This is gonna be so boring. And then immediately it flashbacks to the beginning, and then by the end they're older adults and you're like sobbing. And I'm like, why was I so, I mean, I was probably like the same age you were watching Silence of the Lambs. So that's my context of why I was thinking it would be boring, but it was great. My other movies right now, this is an interesting top four. It's like at one point I made this, I don't know if this would still be my top four. Promising Young Woman is on there just because I feel like that was another one I watched it and I was like floored, like with like the impact. Because I feel like at the time that it came out, it was like, I was like, damn, this is a good movie. And the ending, I think, is really good and not what you'd expect. I don't know if anyone's watched it.
I've watched it. I watched it with you.
I know. Well, I thought you might have, but then I was like,
Oh, I
maybe.
was there. And then we subsequently made every man that we knew come into the house and put their phones down and watch it.
Yeah, well, I just remember our one, like a bunch of us were watching, and then our one friend was like under the table in the corner watching like all these cross country races. Like there was a big cross country race that day, and she was like on an iPad under a table, and we're all like locked into this movie. And she's like, so and so just broke this record. And we're like, shh, we don't care.
Active sexual assault happening on the screen.
Active sexual assault happening on the screen.
Spoilers, enough for the spoilers.
Yeah. Chloe, can I think I've changed my opinion. I used to really like that movie. I think I feel differently now.
Really? I mean, again, I put this list together a long time ago and I haven't seen the movie since we first watched it. So I can't really say. I just think what I like about it is I think Bo Burnham's character is an interesting representation of like this middle gray area of being complicit in things. And so I think that that at the time was not depicted very much in highlighted
Oh,
in
I
movies.
get what you're saying. Totally.
Another movie I really like, Trial of the Chicago Seven. I'm a big fan of history movies. I don't know if anyone's seen that movie.
Been on my list for a really long time. I mean, I haven't
I
gotten around
really
to it
like.
yet.
And then my last movie, consistently cry every time. One of my favorite movies is The Way, Way Back. If anyone's seen that one?
Never seen it. I only
Yeah.
know about it because of you.
It's
There's
like
some
one of
deep
my.
cuts.
You'd think that it's a deep cut in the sense that like one day my family was like, I'll play at Redbox. And they're like, oh, we'll pick this one out. I actually do think this is another Redbox pick. And it really spoke to my family. And we watch it every time we're just like feeling like we need to feel nostalgic. But
Does your whole
it's
family
Steve
cry?
Carell's, he plays like a really asshole person and he does a really good job. And you'd be like, Steve Carell, a jerk, but he's very good at it. Yes, my whole family cries.
Wow.
So that's
Okay.
my top four.
We all went through our top fours.
There's some good ones.
Is it time, Chloe? I
Sure.
think it's time for a game.
Oh, cue the
Thomas?
game music.
Thomas, put the game music on. Thank you, Thomas. We're really appreciative of all your audio engineering. Okay.
Oh, what's this game called, Chloe and
This game
Claudia?
is called Glee episode, which I forgot to edit that in. Glee episode or real life high school scandal. So we'll be showing you news headlines that I either created from something that happened on Glee or I reworked or pulled from the internet that were based on true things that happened in real life high schools
Real
across.
life high schools, not like your specific high
No,
schools.
not our specific high schools. So the thing, so I really,
Okay.
a little context, I did try and think of like Hastings or like local high school things, but they were all like it would be like teacher, editor's minor. You know what I mean? Like none of it was like something that I could like.
Like Teacher
Anyone?
gets arrested for trying to hire a hitman to kill his wife via Bitcoin and is now in federal prison type thing.
That's a real thing that happened, Chloe.
That is a real thing that happened, Chloe.
That's one of those things though where it's like we couldn't put that in there, Sam, because you got all the lore on
I
that history
actually
book.
forgot that. I would have put that in there, but I forgot that that happened.
That is hilarious, but not also awful.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so
All right.
some of them will be like reworked a little bit, like maybe not necessarily like to the full extent of how it happened on Glee, but the core of what happened of it was on Glee. And we can
Okay, sounds
expand
good.
if need be. Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, number one. High school girl expelled after sending fellow student to non-active crack house.
Non-active crack house. I'm
Number
gonna
one.
go real. This is a real thing that happened.
This is actually a
Glee episode.
this is actually a Glee episode where Rachel Berry sends a competitive, so a girl comes to their school and she's really good at singing. She also happens to be Filipino, which may or may not be at play. Whether Rachel Berry's a racist or not, we don't have to get into that. She sends her to what if I remember correctly, an audition or like some
She's like,
singing.
our Glee Club is having their auditions at this address, but then the girl never shows up and they're like, where'd she go? And she's like, you gave me a bad address. It was a non-active crack house.
Crack house. So this is a quote where Rachel Berry says, I didn't send her to an active crack house.
Great. Off to a great start.
Yeah.
And you both watch Glee as a house, right?
We
We
did
did.
it. We didn't get all the way through it though. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The ending kind of it falls off.
I've only seen maybe the first three episodes. So
Oh, well, you're in for a
this,
treat then.
yeah.
Awesome.
So you can read this next one.
All right. High school principal placed on leave after dancing inappropriately with school mascot.
This is real, I think,
You finally
unfortunately. I
locking that
think,
in.
yeah, it's real.
Is it furry culture though? Is it furry culture?
Comment down below, is it?
You think mascots are furries? Let us know. This one is re this is a real headline that I pulled
Yeah.
where
Do
he
you remember this happening, Sam?
No, I just unfortunately checks out. Like, this is real.
This is the headline I pulled.
California school
But what?
principal learns ultimate fate. Wow.
Oh, can yeah, I was gonna
Learns
ask
his
a
ultimate
question.
fate
Does
after
it say
suspension.
what did he do? It was him giving a lap dance and twerking. Okay.
The school mascot, like at an
Okay.
assembly.
Okay.
I didn't investigate deeply. I was busy Googling high school scandal drugs, high school scandal on the news tab of Google, high school scandal mascot, high school, because like I didn't want it to be like all ever you look up high school scandal, 99% of the things that come up are sexual predation. And I was like, really, I was trying my best to get around that. I did not want to have to deal with that on this podcast. So I did my best. Okay, everybody.
Fair enough.
Next one, you ready? I'll read it. Local high school teacher controversially chooses student as his best man.
So there's a picture involved here.
And which one's the student?
I will say that these are all stock photos that I found.
Okay. I'm gonna say Glee because I know there's that one teacher. You know, that one?
Say more about that.
No, there's that one teacher who I think he's the director of the Glee Club.
That's
And then
correct.
he probably gets married at some point. And he seems like he has a tight bond with his students. So
That
I
is a
can see.
fair assessment. Because that is
Yes.
a real thing.
Yes.
I do think the important thing to highlight, Sam, is there's a little complexity with this because he chooses the student as the best man, and then he goes off to, I think he's like in a different state, and the fiance has like intense OCD and she's freaking out. And then for some reason, the best man, who's also a student, just decides to kiss her. And so then he kisses the teacher, his bestie's fiance, and then he keeps it hidden deep. And then at one point he's like, I kissed your fiance. And he's like, is that what ruined my wedding? No, actually, she just had a freak out. But yeah, there are some layers to this relationship.
Wow.
It also doesn't even scrape the surface of him planting drugs in his locker in the first
Oh yeah, the first episode.
get him to join the Glee Club, which I could have used as a title, but I didn't actually. Spoiler.
Is this? Wow. Okay.
He's good. Next one.
I'll read this one.
Oh yeah, read it, read it.
School maintenance man becomes tyrannical figure, abusing power and mistreating employees. I'm gonna go with Glee on this one too, because in my experience, some of the maintenance people I've known in my school, they were all really cool. And I don't wanna correlate them with someone who did this.
Chloe, do you know the answer to this one?
I think I do. I
Whoa.
think this one is
This is
real. Yeah.
so
This is a real one,
real.
unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
Not.
a, I only know about this because of a This American Life episode.
Oh,
So.
really?
Wow. I'm going to read this headline, the real headline. After a decade of silence, ex-school official, redacted name, admits to bombing graffiti campaign.
He bombed people's houses and cars. Would deface their, he would fire people. He was really, I highly recommend actually listening.
Why? Like, just for a
He
power
was
trip?
just insane.
Yeah, he was just in it like a crazy guy. He was just like a crazy
That's
weirdo guy.
wild.
Anyway, yeah, it's really good. And he admits to most of it. He's like, yeah, I bombed some, most of those places.
That's crazy.
Okay, next one, Chloe, you want to read it?
Yeah, school district says sorry after officials helped say with student teacher same-sex affair. This is feeling. So is it student and teacher same-sex affair in this, Claudia, or is it there's a
Yes,
student
like the
teacher?
student and the teacher are a gay couple, and the school officials help to make their relationship happen.
Oh, okay. I just want to be clear. We weren't
This
talking about.
seems like a Glee thing. This seems like it's written for primetime 8 p.m. television, network television.
Yeah, you'd
I don't
think
know.
Glee's pretty progressive. Glee was a progressive show at the time.
That's what I'm thinking.
This is actually a real headline that I found because I just thought the quote of school district says, sorry. I thought that was so funny.
Honestly, they're
Oh,
great.
okay, but
Doing good
the
work, maybe?
line is crazy. Listen to
Maybe
what
not.
they had to do. An investigation revealed school officials helped a female student falsely declare herself as homeless so she could carry on the affair with the teacher. Why would
Wow.
homelessness helped with the affair?
I don't know, Chloe. I didn't read the rest of the article. I'll send you the link after. I don't know where the where this goes. Sorry.
Wow.
School district.
Okay.
Sorry. What do you
Wah, wah.
think?
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Chloe? Or did you read the last
Sam, you go next. I just
one?
read
All
that.
right. Teacher suspended for teaching students how to twerk in class. This is probably real, I would guess. I feel like during the age of Glee, that was from what I think it was running on TV, that I feel like twerk and twerking wasn't really in the vernacular, but. So I'm going to go real. This is a more recent thing.
Are you locking it in?
I'm locking it in. Real.
Wrong. This is a Glee
Oh.
episode, and you are really failing it. This is much harder than I thought it was going to be for you.
I'm
I think the
sorry.
episode,
I've never
I
seen the show.
think the episode's even called like the end of twerk, and they use the word twerk more times than humanly imaginable.
Yeah.
Wow.
The
Your
best
credit,
part,
Sam.
my favorite part about this is that I was looking up like top 10 insane Glee moments. And what they really highlighted is that who's in the front row is this is the student that's in a wheelchair, and they're like teaching him how to twerk, which I thought was really funny.
Perfect.
To your credit, Sam, this is deep into Glee. Like this girl on the right, she's like a more of a later addition. So
How late did the show run? How many seasons?
I think it's seven, but I'll have to look up the years.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Student starts school riot due to tater tots removal from menu.
I don't know. I can see this happening both in reality and in television. I feel like I don't know, have either of you seen Community?
If not.
I feel like this is something that would happen in Community, but I don't know if it would happen in Glee as well.
I honestly feel like it might have happened in Community or something very similar. But
Yeah.
to answer your question, it's 6 seasons from 2010 to 20 or tw 2009 to 2015.
Okay. I'm gonna go with I'll go with real on this one.
Real?
Yep.
This is also a Glee
My
episode.
God.
You're doing really bad. You're
Yeah,
actually
I guess so.
failing at this.
The lines between reality and Glee
Reality.
television are blurred.
Reality, that's right, Chloe.
More blurred than I thought.
Copyright that, trademark that instantaneously, expeditiously. Okay, you have one more. You have one more.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Single, I couldn't find a photo for this. Single teacher marries herself, quote unquote, in unconventional ceremony.
This is Glee as well.
Is
I say I'm locking it in Glee.
it?
Bubble.
Boom, I was like, wait, I bet this is happening. So I wrote this with the intention of it being because I really like that picture of Sue Sylvester in a floor-length gown version of her tracksuit. And I thought, I was like, wait, and do you I bet somebody's done this. I bet there's been a teacher that has married herself. And I was correct. And I found the headline for it. So
Wow, single teacher marries herself in a $100 wedding after ending her engagement, complete with flowers, a boho dress, and a sparkling diamond ring.
I'm glad
Well,
you went
congrats.
boho. Yeah, I'm glad you went boho.
Yeah.
As opposed to like evening, like what are you...
Sam, is that your diploma? I'm back.
Yeah, it is. I just needed some wall decor, and then I
I
just
like
had it
it.
framed, and I was like, well. Here we go.
Really cool.
Thanks.
Here's my new update that I'm just getting in. This just in. My boss's daughter has finished the nail set she's creating for me that I've paint. She is 14 and she's really into making nails right now. And so I told her I was going to a wedding and we've been talking about how she might want to like make me a set of nails soon. She's like designing them. She has like gel nail polish and she's making me a set of nails because I have a wedding on Saturday to match my dress. And I just got the final product and I'm very excited about it.
Nice.
Thanks everyone.
Congratulations.
Paid her $20.
Who's getting married? You can redact it, but what's your relationship to them?
Student government friend, LSA student government friend.
That's
We're getting
awesome.
married at the Masonic, or not we. We're going to, she's getting married at the Masonic Temple in Detroit. I'm really excited about it because the musicians who will play that night might come to the wedding. Guess who's playing?
Jack White.
Yeah, you're right, Chloe, because I already
What?
told you.
No,
Yeah.
you didn't tell me. I just looked online at concerts in Detroit recently, but maybe you did tell me a while back too.
I feel like I did tell
Wait,
you.
what? Jack White?
Yes, Jack White's
As
gonna
in the
be
White
I'm
Stripes?
in the same
As in.
building as Jack White on Saturday.
Wait, why would he? Are you saying he just like might come to the wedding?
Yeah,
Or like, is
he might come.
there.
Apparently, it's not unheard of that he might do it. Who knows?
That's crazy.
We'll get him on the guitar. It'll
He's
be awesome.
from Detroit too,
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes. I'm really excited about it. Chloe, you look like you're in grayscale for our
It's
only
this
audio listeners.
audio listeners.
This computer, it's so old. I was telling Claudia, Sam, that like it's so broken and like I get a billion pop-ups and I don't know, the terminal is a pop-up, which to me seems like a red flag, but
Don't even know what that means.
it's like the like you can like code in it. I don't know. I'm not super familiar.
Hey, do you have any other pressing topics for the podcast, Chloe?
I don't know. Usually, do you guys discuss some pressing topics or do you kind of just chit
I mean,
chat?
hasn't this all been pressing? Hasn't this all just been.
It's felt pretty dire. Oh, speaking of, what are dire wolves and why did I hear that at work? They were like, oh, the dire wolves are coming back. Does
No,
anyone
they're
know?
wrong. They're wrong.
What
They're
does
wrong.
that mean?
It's an extinct species of wolf that went extinct like 10,000 years ago. And
Like an ice age type
yeah.
wolf.
They are like, we genetically recreated them. They didn't genetically recreate them. They created a new wolf that they think like physiologically looks like what the dire wolf that what they think the dire wolf looked like.
Yeah,
But
I
they didn't.
think they just altered the phenotype of a regular gray wolf
That's
or something like that.
exactly what they did. So they're lying to you. It's not true. Okay.
Everyone's lying.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
Fake news. Fake news.
Fake
So
news. I have something. Speaking of like Jack White and musicians, are we gonna see a new Lorde album this summer? I heard that
we are the
new,
snippet. You heard.
yeah, snippet. I heard some buzz that Lorde's out and about again.
Yeah. Well, what was that? Come on, the song's coming soon. I have a friend, Molly. Shout out to. Well, I won't. We'll bleep her last name, or we'll just cut the last name. Shout out to my friend Molly with a Y, not Molly with an IE, who I know is an active listener. Shout out to Molly with an IE. She'll be really excited to get the shout out for the podcast.
Oh,
That we were sending each other multiple. It was like an explosion happened. It was like, I was gonna say 9/11, but like the opposite of 9/11. If it was good, if it was like a really good thing happened, that's what was going on between us. At least that's how it felt.
not sure how we got here from where we started, but
Lords of Music, it's coming soon. I'm really excited about it. And I think that everyone should be required to prove that they enjoyed Solar Power for the next tour, because I liked Solar Power, but not a lot of people did.
I like Solar Power.
Who
I
didn't
think
like
that was
Solar
maybe my
Power? That
favorite
people
one.
didn't. It
That was
was
my top
critically panned.
It was critically panned. And fans hated it.
song
One fan
for
hated it.
years. It was so
Claudia.
fun, though. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was fun and I liked it and I thought it was really good and I think it's a really calming, soothing, good beach album. And all her fans are on Twitter and they're like, can't wait for Lorde's third album, as if solar, like to say that solar power doesn't exist.
Damn.
Like, wow,
Not very nice.
8 year hiatus. You don't get to come to the tour. You have to quote Solar Power lyrics by memory to get the presale code. So I'm gonna institute that. I'm gonna hack the Ticketmaster, make that a thing.
Well, I spoke to one of our other friends recently who had a bit of scare related to Ticketmaster. Our friend Taylor did actually get temporarily banned for 24 hours because I thought she was a bot.
That
Apparently,
happened
if
to
that
me.
happens multiple times, they eventually just completely ban you from Ticketmaster. So be careful.
Wow.
How do they think you're a bot? Like, what are
Oh,
you doing?
I have something else that's a pressing matter. I think she just like clicks a lot of times or something. You said it happened to you, Claudia?
Yeah, it was because I was waiting too long to buy the tickets. It's because I was trying to figure a bunch of things out, and then I just waited too long, and they were like, "We think you're a bot."
Yeah, my big PSA is that I had an interesting situation at Meijer recently where I was like, whoa,
Whoa.
AI is really getting crazy or whatever you call it. I don't know if this is considered AI or not, but it made me think of you guys. I was at Meijer over the past weekend and I was just buying my groceries. And you know, nowadays you like gotta go to the self-checkout. You can't really like go in a line. Not that I'm like anti-self-checkout, but I feel like in general, like they route you to the self-checkout for the most part. And so I bought everything that I bought. I didn't have any alcohol, right? And I got flagged. And I like went to go pay and they flagged me. And I'm like, this is kind of weird. I didn't buy anything that would require ID. And then the woman came over and it showed this aerial
Yeah.
footage of my cart
That.
because I had a red onion that had the outer shell of the red onion broke off. And so it was flagging that like the red onion, I guess, shell or whatever was an item I hadn't scanned and that I was like stealing.
Whoa.
Yeah, that happened to me, but there was like a piece of kale that had broke off in my shopping cart because I don't use the
Same thing
plastic.
though. Yeah.
I just put the vegetables straight in the cart because I wash them anyway. And there was a piece of kale that had like fallen off into my cart, so I just like picked it up and put it into the checkout area, and it was like.
But the aerial footage was crazy. I was like, I didn't know they were
Notice
looking at me from above.
They've got you. If you look, they've got cameras up there. They're crazy.
AI don't like that.
But I'm gonna edit that in there.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think I'm gonna edit in booze.
It's fine. That's totally fair.
Sam, what's the grocery store in Philly?
Grocery store in Philly. I've been going to Aldi or just our neighborhood grocery store. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, it kind of depends what I need and like what time it is and things. But I'll either go to Aldi, which is like a 10-minute drive away, or 10-minute bike ride, I guess, too. But I normally drive there because it'd be hard for me to carry all my groceries back on a bike.
You need a basket. You need a
I could get
wagon.
a basket or like a big backpack or something.
One of those wagons.
A wagon, yeah. But then yeah, there's just other like local like neighborhood grocery stores, like South Square Market is where I go a lot. Or if I need something in a pinch, I can just go like to the corner store, like the bodega or
Oh,
something like that.
yeah.
So,
Wow.
but yeah.
Well, if you listen to our previous episode, I actually went on a rant about Aldi. Or not Aldi, Kroger and Meijer.
I did. I listened.
Oh,
And
you
I
listened to that
tell
one?
you, I know exactly which Kroger you're referencing. And that one is, my aunt calls it the scary Kroger. She's like, it's
It
just
is the
hard for
scary
the blood
Kroger.
buy. And
It's
she's
so
right. Every time I'm in there, I one time went to make a salad and they did not have enough lettuce available.
horrible.
That was.
Should be, I think it should be abolished. I think it should be shut down by the exterminator, by the CDC, by the FDA, by the FBI, the CIA. It needs to be eradicated from the face of this earth. I think it is the scariest grocery store ever. It's horrible.
My last pressing question is for Sam, and I'm really just intrigued. When you say you make vegan sandwiches, what is the common contents? Is it like vegetables? Is it tofu? Is it like
You would
fake meat?
think. I have a little gripe about this myself.
What
It's
is
mainly seitan or seitan. I guess I'm not totally sure.
seitan? Can you
Seitan.
describe it for the listeners and myself? Just
It's like a wheat gluten like compacted bread substance kind of then that is like flavored. It's not like that, Claudia.
like that, but it's like not like that. It's got more of like a tempeh kind of texture.
I guess so. Yeah. It's, yeah, I guess you'd say that.
I
But
would say it's
essentially,
the most meat
it's
like you can get without doing fake meat.
probably all wheat and gluten and stuff. And then flavored differently to mimic different.
Does it have protein in it or not really? Like, are you getting protein out of it in the way that you get protein out of tofu or not
I
really?
should know this. I do not know this.
I wouldn't
Comment down
think
below if you know if seitan has protein.
it does. It like has a ton of protein.
Oh, you don't have to comment down below. We'll just ask Claudia, our resident vegan.
Vegan, vegetarian, yeah.
So that's the main thing I'd say is the most common like meat substitute in sandwiches and stuff. But I would prefer if the menu had more vegetable forward items or even like tofu, because don't really use tofu that much.
You feel like
Mainly.
Carmi behind the counter?
What?
You like Carmi? Like Carmen Burzatto?
Carmi? Oh, I wish I'm like, why are you fucking with me? Like, get off my expo. I wish. Sometimes. Sometimes.
That's what it is. That what it's like at the beginning?
Or do you you identify more as a Richie?
Ooh, I don't know.
Insulting? Is that insulting to say?
Oh, but Rich,
My
I
dad. He has some redeeming qualities.
feel like Richie's like for a while he was like kind of maybe running the sandwich part. Like they were talking about him doing the sandwich parts, but then
He's
he
good
did.
with the customers. That's his thing, is that he like knows how to talk to people. There's
Yeah,
all
maybe I'm a mixture of both.
pre and post
I
fine
don't
dining
know.
and all that. Maybe you're more,
But
I feel like you're more of a Sydney.
I'll
Yes.
take that. I'm for
You're
sure, Sydney. Shout out Io Debris. Come on the podcast, please.
Please, 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 please.
Claudia,
We'd
I
love
don't
to
know if
have
you're
you.
a
Sydney. I don't know what you are. What do you think, Sam?
I think I probably am. I feel like a sugar. That's who I feel like I'm
Whoa, I can
most.
see that.
I feel like I like. Well, she's also my favorite character, so that's maybe why. I don't know. I get to. She feels like an old sis, older sister vibe. I relate to it a lot. She gets things done. She's a good manager.
Yeah, I
I
can see
like
it.
sugar's my favorite.
It's fair.
Chloe's probably I want to say I don't know. I don't know.
I can
I
see you being a Sydney type as well.
say Sydney, but I also want to say like Marcus somehow. The Marcus in you. Marcus is like a people person. Like he's like a nice friendly guy. You have like nice friendliness to you.
Yeah, I also like is her name Carla? Why am I blanking on her name? The it's not Carla.
Her real name is Liza.
No, who's the one that ends up being Sydney's sous chef? Why am I blanking on her name?
I don't know what her name is either. Hold on, this is really bad.
I know, but I like her a lot too. I think she's cool.
Tina.
Maybe your
Tina.
uncle. Tina.
Or
Maybe you're.
Tia? Or is it Tina?
Maybe you're more of a PD.
Maybe.
You are. You have some PD vibe to you, Chloe.
You gotta bring up the vibe sometimes.
Yeah, Tina. That's her name.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
For the audio listeners, and I mean just listeners in general, we're referencing The Bear right now. So if you haven't watched it, watch it.
Watch the bear. Thank you to
Comment
us.
down below if you've seen it.
Thank you to the sponsor today, The Bear. Watch The Bear on FX.
Yeah.
Thank you to. Are we wrapping up?
Yeah, let's wrap up. We can do that.
Thank you to the sponsors today. Matthew Morrison,
Who is
spon
that?
He's the teacher in Glee who's insane.
Oh, okay.
They're
Gotcha.
really, he's like insane for so many reasons.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, Matthew, shout out to Matthew Morrison. Chloe has feelings about Matthew Morrison that we don't have time to discuss at this moment.
You'll
Chloe
have
can.
to subscribe to the Patreon to hear Chloe's thoughts on Matthew Morrison.
Sponsor Lord's 30-second new song snippet.
Yes, thank you.
Really been getting me through the week. Thank you, as always, to listener Ava, who
Yep.
texts me after every episode release. Thank you, as always, now to listener Molly, who is listening to them in increments throughout her week and
Molly
then
with an
texts
IE or Molly with a Y or
Molly with
both?
an IE, Molly with an
All right.
IE, listening to it throughout the week and then texting me her live reactions
That's
as.
awesome. And thank you also, of course, to Chloe Walker. Thank you for coming
Yes.
on.
Chloe,
Appreciate
thank
you
you.
having you.
This was awesome.
Is there
No.
anything you want to like publicize or give a shout out to
No.
all the static liners out there?
Shout out, I actually do have a shout out. I gotta say shout out to the Hastings Summer Music. I really loved it last year and I will be attending again as
Wow.
a fake Hastings fan.
Yes,
Thank
I
you
will
so
as
much for
soon.
the contributors.
That will be a podcast topic episode. Chloe, we might bring you back for another episode of
I
the
love that lady that dances.
podcast. Yes.
Which
Oh my
one?
God. Bonita? No, Sam, there's a dancing lady. This is like a whole side tangent. We don't have to get into this
Maybe you should
now.
come back for
Future podcast episode, we'll get
it.
Chloe back, deeply discuss the Hastings Summer Concert Series. It's really, it's there's meat to that that we
I'm
can.
wearing my Hastings quality aluminum hat right now.
Molly Aluminum! Let's go.
Quality aluminum.
My cousin works there.
I worked there for a summer. Did you know that?
I did. Didn't you hate it?
It was not my favorite, for sure.
Okay.
All
Thanks,
right.
everyone, for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Pew, 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 bing.